love that hymn, don't you?
Love His kingdom. By God's grace, I love His kingdom. There was a time I did not love His kingdom, did not love His church, did not love the fellowship of the saints gathered together, did not love. It was anything but sweet, anything but communion to me. It was torture. But God, now I do. I really do. Mark chapter 16. Gospel of Mark chapter 16. Read with me a couple of verses, and I'm going to have you turn to several scriptures, okay, this morning. I'm just going to tell you what God's Word says about what it means to believe. Our Lord, after He appeared, verse 14, afterward He appeared unto the eleven as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief. Boy, we need that now. And hardness of heart. What hardens us? Well, our own obstinance, our own, and the world does. We listen to others. And so He upbraided them because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. And He said unto them, and He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. All right, I'm going to try to tell you what it is to believe. Our Lord said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I'm going to try to tell you what it is to believe and be baptized, and by doing that, I will be preaching the gospel to you. Okay? Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I just don't want to preach about it. I want to preach it. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. He that believeth, all right, what is it that we are to believe? He that believeth shall be saved. What is it to believe? What are we to believe? Not what? Who? God. We must believe that God is God. Would you turn with me to Isaiah 45? Isaiah 45. Our Lord said in His prayer to the Father in John 17, in verse 3, He said, this is life eternal. Now, this is what He said. This is what it means to be saved, to have eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God. That's where it starts. It all started with God, and so does salvation. It starts by us coming to know God, who He is, which creates fear, which creates so much. In Isaiah 45, look at this. It says in verse 20, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Isn't that what you hear today? God cannot do anything unless you let it. Then it is not God. Tell ye and bring them near. Tell them. Let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? There is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look on, read on. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is none else. What does God mean? What does the word God mean? Creator, sovereign, ruler, controller. Go back to Isaiah 43. Turn back a page. Two pages. Isaiah 43. This is salvation. Look at verse 10. This is what He says to Jacob. He's chosen. Verse 10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. Beside me there is no other, no Savior. I have declared, I have saved, I have showed no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God." He that believeth that God is God shall be saved. God is God. What does that mean? He's our Creator. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare His glory, the firmament showeth His handiwork." Romans 1 talks about a whole world full of people that don't acknowledge God. They don't believe He's God. They believe the world just happened, that there is no Creator. When the invisible things from the creation of the world, clearly His eternal power and God has clearly seen, they're without excuse. But no. No, there's no God. It's just evolution. It's this. It's chance. It's man is a God. And blinded. Blinded them. So God, when He comes in salvation, the first thing He does is make you realize He's God. And He's your Creator, and you're in His hands. If He's your Creator, what does that mean? He owns you. And what did He say? "Cannot I do with my own what I will?" Yes, He can, and He does. And you find that out. This is the first thing you find out, that He worketh all things after the counsel of His will, that He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased in heaven and earth. This is the God of the Bible. This is what every single person that God has chosen brings to come to find out first thing. He's God. What's that create? Fear. Fear. He's judge. God is judge. We find this out, don't we? Like in Exodus 33, he said, 34, he said, "I will by no means clear the guilty." God must punish sin. Why? Because God, we find this out. Who is God? He's holy. 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 He's a just God. Isn't that what? First thing He said, "I'm a just God. Righteous in all His ways." Right before the Lord was destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham said this. He's pleading. Abraham was pleading with the Lord to save, to spare. Five, just 10 righteous. If you just find 10 righteous, would you spare the city? No. Yes, he said, "I would," but there was not 10 righteous. Scripture says there's none righteous. No, not one. But there was one fellow in that city that the Lord had chosen. And the Lord called him that righteous man, didn't He? That just man. Who? Lot. And that's another story. But here's what Abraham said, knowing that God, He's going to destroy this whole place. He said, "Shall not the judge of the earth do right?" He's righteous in all His ways. He cannot, He will not do wrong. He's righteous. And that's what we find out. But God, and God is merciful. The truth is, God is holy. He will by no means clear the guilty. But, and God is merciful. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness, how can God have peace with sinners? Clear, they're guilty. How can God be just and justify? How can God, mercy and truth meet together? Righteousness, peace, kiss each other. In Jesus Christ. You know these things. I'm way ahead of myself. But you know these things, don't you? Oh, blessed. You're so blessed. World doesn't know and don't care. We know, don't we? We know first thing. We find out God is God. God is holy. God is love. God is love. God is merciful. God is gracious. God will pardon sin. God will forgive all manner of sins. How? Where? Let me go ahead and get to the end. Let me declare the end from the beginning. Do you know how God can love and yet punish? Where is the love of God? Where is the mercy of God? Where is it to be found? Jesus Christ. God is our benefactor. We come to find that out. God is our blesser, our benefactor. Paul said this, what do we have not received? And if we received it, how could we glory as if we had not received it? We come to find that out, that we've received every good and perfect gift that's come down from above. We are, by the grace of God, I am what I am, have what I have. By the grace of God, I've been kept by His power. By the grace of God, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, He spared me. We look back over our lives and we see how that God has, we've been, this is the God in whom we live and move and have our being. The God in whom all our ways and everything about us, the God who predestinated all things, worketh all things. We come to find that out, don't we? That's the first thing. And it both gives us fear and faith. What is it to believe? It's to believe that God is God. He that believeth God is God won't only be saved, He is being saved. That's why you believe. We believe, secondly, that God's Word is true. He that believeth, the record has set to His seal that He's true. God's Word is true. Romans, Paul said, let God be true. And what? Every man a liar. Do you believe that? Do you really? Do you believe? Turn with me to Acts 24. Acts chapter 24. Do you believe that man is a bald-faced, born liar?
Yes.
He is. David said that, didn't he? He comes forth from the womb speaking lies. Where'd that come from? From the father of lies. It all started in the garden, didn't it? Satan, father of lies. He lied to our first parents. They believed a lie. So what were their children born? Liars. Believing lies. The only way they'll believe the truth is God reveals it to them. Takes them out of the captivity. Acts 24, verse 14. Paul said this, "This I confess unto thee, after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my Father, believing all things that are written in the law and in the prophets." I believe every word of it. Do you? Do you, sister? I'm looking at that row of sisters right up that row there. Do you believe that every word in this book is God's word, not man's? Do you? Didn't Peter say this? This is no cunningly devised fable. Mm-mm. Old Peter, Simon Peter, he wouldn't fall for nothing with it. He wouldn't fall for anybody. You're not going to believe anything. It's not Simon Peter, rough, gruff fisherman. You ain't going to convince me of nothing. Can you see Peter like that, Kelly? He just, you know, that's rabbi, those Jews, I ain't nothing to do with that. Ain't nothing to that religion. And Jesus Christ came walking. He said, Simon, follow me. And he believed everything that Christ said, hung on His every word. I do. Do you? I believe all things. I believe every word of this book from Genesis to Revelation is the Word of God Almighty. Not the words of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God. Holy men spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. God in divers, at sundry times in divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets. God spake unto them. Those prophets weren't men that just went out just speaking, but God chose them and raised them up. And they were speaking the words of God. Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and Elijah and Elisha. Those were men sent by God. Their words were God's word, not man's word. And then the apostles came along. 12 common ordinary men. Okay, but Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, chose them and gave them His word. And every word that those apostles preached and taught and wrote in this book is the word of God. Not man. God. Now you have to be saved to believe that. Because this whole world calls into question everything. Don't they? Every word of it. They say it's up to your interpretation. I don't interpret, brothers and sisters, I'm not interpreting the scriptures this morning. I'm declaring it. I'm not telling you this is what I think God says. I'm telling you what He says. Okay? God's word is true. He that believeth that Jesus Christ is God is born of God. He that believeth that that man who walked this planet 2,000 years ago, born in Bethlehem stable, grew up in Nazareth, is God who created this planet. Yes. Now who believes that? How could you believe such a story, such a fantastic story like it? How could you believe that that baby, Isaiah 9:6 says it, doesn't it? Unto us a child is born. There was a baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Yes, a baby, flesh and blood, flesh and bone, a baby. A Jewish maiden had a baby. A virgin had a baby. You don't believe that, do you? I do. A virgin had a child. A child was born. But it wasn't any child. It wasn't her child, really. It was God's child. God's Son. The Eternal Son was given. The Son that was with God before the world began. The Eternal Son was ever His delight before the stars were in the sky, before the sun was in play. The Son of God was with Him. God was... This is without controversy. Oh man, it's a controversy with man, but not with us. It's without controversy. God was manifest in the flesh. God, Emmanuel, call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God is with us. That man was God. He is God. Always has been and will be. Jesus of Nazareth is God who created us. Do you believe that? Do you? With all your heart? You're born of God. Holy One. The Son is the Father. The child is the Father. What is it to believe? To believe that God is God. It's to believe God's word is true. It's truth. It's to believe that Jesus Christ is God. It's to believe that man is nothing but a sinful, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked, dead sinner. No good, none righteous, none calling on God. He's worthless. Not just that. It's to believe that I am. And you find that out when you find out who God is. You find that out when you find out who Jesus Christ is. Like Simon Peter. You know, he said, okay, Rabbi, we'll cast the net. What do you know? We'll cast the net on the right side. And they couldn't take the fish in. And Simon Peter hit his knees. He said he knows every fish in the sea. He called him into the net. And here he's come calling me. He knows every thought in my head. He knows what a sinner I am. He said, depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. He's come to find out that man is God. And that man came for him. And he realized, I'm nothing but a sinner. Through and through. That's all I've done all my life. Haven't given God a thought all my life. And here God's come for me. What's He going to do? Destroy me? Has He come to destroy me? No, He's come to save you. That's why he revealed Himself to you. He hit his knees. Depart from me. No. He said, I'll never depart from you. I came for you. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save who? Sinners. What kind of sinners? Romans 7 sinners. Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. David said it in Psalm 51. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil right in plain view. You're going to be just when you speak and clear when you judge me. If you judge me, you're my judge. I'm a sinner through and through. If you cast me into hell right now, I'll get what I deserve. That's what he found out. That's what every single sinner God comes to save finds out. I ain't nothing but a sinner. Now for the good news. You know, it is good news when you find that out. You've got to hear the bad news before you hear the good news. What is it to believe? It's to believe that Jesus Christ is salvation. That Jesus Christ is the way. That I can't get to God. I won't get to God unless He takes me there. Unless He does for me what I cannot do. I know I need a righteousness and I can't produce it. He is my righteousness. He's the way. He's the truth. I don't know the truth until He tells me the truth. He is life. His words are life. I hang on His word. Like Simon Peter said, you have words of life. It's to believe that Jesus Christ is your all. Here's what it means to believe. It means to believe that Jesus Christ is He's all. He's all I got. He's all my hope. Sinner as I am, God holy as He is, that all my hope, all my plea is in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my prophet. I depend on Him to tell me everything. He's my priest. I confess all my sins to Him. He's the high priest who must take His own precious blood into the holy place and offer it up for me. It's not what I do with the blood. No. Some of you may used to believe that, didn't you? It's your faith in the blood and your acceptance of the blood. Oh, you didn't know God, did you? You just didn't know God. But God. Like Saul of Tarsus, called some of you out of that darkness that's religious, that double darkness. Refuge of lies. Your decision, your will, what you did with the blood of Christ. And you find out it's not what I do with it, it's what He does with it.
That's right.
You find out that if Christ shed His precious blood for me, that's all. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's all my hope. He's all. He's my prophet, my priest, my king. My king. And I believe, like old Martin Luther, God's people find this out, that though the world with devils filled, God is the ruler yet. My Lord reigneth. My Lord Jesus Christ controls every devil, every demon, down to the hairs of my head, everything. Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ is my King. He's set on His holy hill of Zion, His beloved Son, and given me to Him. What am I to fear? Fear Him? You need not fear anyone. He's King. He's not a figurehead, brothers and sisters. He is King. He's King of kings. Doesn't the Scripture say the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord? He turns it with His revelation. Don't you love that? Doesn't that give you peace? And come on now. Doesn't that give you joy? We rejoice in the Lord. We worship God in the Spirit. And we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. That He is Lord. God has made Him our Lord. There was a time when we made some Jesus Lord. Some of you. Wasn't God merciful to you? Isn't that such blasphemy? That you thought at one time that you actually made Him Lord of your life. But God. He showed old Saul. And He showed some of you, didn't He? This is when salvation comes. See, woman at the well, you don't know what you believe. You didn't know what you believed, did you? Boy, you do now, don't you? If I asked you what you believe, you wouldn't say anything about anything. You'd say Him. It's not a what. It's a who. It's not a place or a thing. It's a person. What is it to believe? It's to believe that Jesus Christ is my righteousness. Surely, Isaiah 45 says, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Here's one. Anybody else? Surely, you know, all the seed of Israel will be justified in him. And that's the passage that says, look unto me and be ye saved. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that they that look to him, they that believe on him, shall have everlasting life. You know, salvation is just looking to Christ. That's it. Salvation is just believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on, casting all your care on him, casting all your sins on the head of the scapegoat. Salvation is just totally, completely casting your whole mind, body, soul, strength, life, heart, your family, everything about you, your on him. Please, Lord, save me. Yeah. He's got big shoulders. He said, look unto me and be ye saved. Just look. I'm God, he said. There's none else. Well, surely there's one. I'm one. How about you? There's one. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe that Jesus Christ is all, is to believe that he's your lamb. You have to have a lamb. He's the lamb slain. He's my lamb. He's my hope. He's my peace. He's my joy. I rejoice. Do you rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you rejoice in him and his gospel? Do you rejoice in what you're hearing right now? Do you love what you're hearing right now? Sally Miller, do you believe everything I've said thus far? Tom Canterbury, do you believe everything you've heard of? Do you, don't just believe it. Do you love it? This is salvation. When God puts the love of the truth in. What's the truth? You know what? It's a person. Person. Come to know him. No man knoweth the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Neither knoweth any man the Son but the Father. It's a revelation. And this is salvation. When God comes to you through what I'm doing right now, miracle of miracles, that God comes through the preaching. We have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power might be of God. It might be clearly seen. And this is God speaking through this fisherman. And he speaks to your heart very really. Very really. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And you find out who God is. And you find out what the Word says about you. You find out what you are. And you find out who Jesus Christ is. And you believe. And you know what God says? Saved. Saved. He that believeth shall be saved. And is baptized. Oh, you see, I don't believe in baptism, so I don't either. But now, who said that? The Lord did. And is baptized. What is baptism? Well, baptism is the first public confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the last, because you'll confess him from then on by your life. But it's the first public, this is what the Lord said to do. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is baptism? Well, it's a picture of the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone who does that says, I've heard. How shall they hear without a preacher? I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I repent of my sins. I'm a sinner through and through. But my hope is that Jesus Christ is my substitute. That Jesus Christ hung on that cross was made sin for me. That he was bearing my sins in his body on that tree. When he was crucified, it wasn't an offer to me, but an offer to God for my sin. I believe that Christ bore my sins on Calvary's tree. And he was buried. And he took my sins and separated them from me as far as the east is from the west. He took my sins away, paid for all of them, buried my sins. That's what you do. And I'm going to put two people under the water to bury. We're crucified with Christ, buried You're not going to stay there. You're going to live. You're alive. You're going to bring them out. You're going to bring them up. Quickened. Risen with Christ. To walk in newness of life. How's that? Not with the world. With God's people. By faith. To walk by faith. In the Son of God who loved me, lived for me, and died for me, and ever lives to make intercession. Baptism is a public confession, not yourself. You're not confessing yourself. And some people wait until they feel good, feel more faith, until they feel more repentant. That's not what baptism is. You'll never repent like you ought to. You'll never feel that you have enough faith. You'll never feel that way. You're not confessing yourself. You're confessing Him. What you're saying is, I believe. It's not as strong as I want it to be, but I do believe that Jesus Christ is my hope, my all. That's all it is. It's confessing that Christ is all. And it's a public avowal. It's a public commitment. What you're saying to everybody. That I'm married to Christ. It's like a marriage ceremony. You know, you don't really love someone till you commit to them in marriage, do you? You don't try it out. You don't live together. No. That's not. Marriage is commitment, isn't it? And what you say when you're married, Margaret, when you took Mac and Deborah read with it years ago, you said, "This is the man I love. This is my husband. This is my head." We're one now. And that's what baptism is. This is my head. This is my husband. This is my Lord. This is my Savior. This is my life. I want to be committed, totally committed to Him. Take me, all of me. Just immerse me in Christ. The Lord used the ark as a picture of baptism, didn't he? That 8 souls were saved by water. That they were all inside that ark. And that flood just covered that ark. That waves beat on that ark. Just crashed down on that ark. There was a time when the rain was falling so hard. And the waves crashing so hard. You couldn't see that ark. What happened to everybody inside? Saved. The ark took all that punishment. Everybody inside was saved. And just a little while, going to open the door, it's going to be a whole new world. Same with us. That's what this is a picture of. And it's an answer of a good conscience, convicted by sin, convinced of the truth, obedient. We always say these words. In obedience to the divine command of Christ Jesus, my Lord, I baptize you, my brother, my sister, in the name of. In Matthew's gospel, he said, go baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what baptism is. It doesn't save us. It doesn't put away any sins. It's just Franklin County well water. But it's a public confession of faith in Christ that He's your salvation and He's your all. And you want to tell everybody that He is. Is that what you believe, Sally Miller? Sally Miller's coming this morning to confess Christ and believe in baptism. Tom Canterbury, is that your faith? Okay.